Do you get paid sick days, paid maternity or parental leave? Millions of working Americans don't, and today President Obama is taking steps to change that, issuing a presidential memorandum that will give all federal employees at least 6 weeks of paid parental leave, say to care for a new child, and asking Congress to pass a bill that would require companies to give millions of private workers paid sick time. There's been a focus recently on work days. Congressional Republicans recently passed a bill that would raise the number of hours that constitute a full work week from 30 to 40, a move that would mean fewer employees would have to be insured under the Affordable Care Act. President Obama has said he'll veto that if it gets to his desk. Let's check in with Jared Bernstein. He's senior fellow at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities and a former member of President Obama's economics team. So, Jared, start with the president's proposal for federal workers. What do they have now for leave, and what would they get?
Well, as you noted, he's proposing a memorandum, which is basically the chief of the organization telling the agencies that they should ensure employees get at least 6 weeks of paid leave in case they have a new child, and they would propose that Congress would pass additional legislation to give them 6 weeks of paid administrative leave. This would provide more leave for federal workers, and it would allow them to, interestingly, I don't think this has been reported, it would allow them to borrow against leave which they haven't accrued yet. So if you were relatively newly employed under this new rule, you'd be able to take some time off if you have a kid.
Borrow it from down the road. And they already have sick leave and vacation time, we should note. But no paid time off, for instance, if they have a child or adopt a child or have to take care of someone. So that's on the federal side. What is he calling for private workers regarding sick days?
Well, unfortunately, over 40 million workers in the private sector have no access to paid sick days, and that makes America a real outlier on the international stage. Most other countries, in fact, almost all of them, have something like that. So here we're talking about legislation. This is not a rule. This is not an executive order. You'd really need Congress for this. And the idea would be that employees of firms that had at least 15 workers, so that would include most of the workers out there, could accrue up to 7 paid sick days a year. So not just sick days, but paid sick days.
Well, and so that's sick days, and then we talked about the federal leave days. But the president is also calling to expand leave for private workers. There's already the Family and Medical Leave Act, so how does he want to broaden that for private workers?
Well, he wants there to be not just leave, but also not just sick leave, but administrative leave, the kind of time off that you sometimes need. I don't know, let's say it's the middle of the day and it starts snowing, you got to run home and deal with your kid. That's something and I think this is kind of an important wrinkle in this discussion, that's something that almost every affluent worker can do. So the way our labor market is set up is the people who need flexibility the most, think of, say, a single mom in an hourly job that's low-paying, if she takes that, quote, administrative leave and goes home because school closes early, she can get fired. You take a high-priced banker at the other end of the pay scale, or for that matter, someone like myself, an economist, we don't have that. That kind of flexibility is built into our job. And again, the U.S. is an outlier in this regard. Almost every other country provides this kind of leave. So that's what the president is trying to push for here.
Well, and you worked, as we said, with the president, and the White House is saying this is about making the U.S. more competitive by helping to reduce turnover, contributing to worker productivity. It's an economic issue. But how does it get paid for?
Well, some of it gets paid for through federal dollars, some of what they're proposing today. For example, we haven't mentioned that a kind of an interesting piece of this, I think it's politically important, is that the plan intends to help states create their own family leave programs through $2 billion of mandatory funding that's going to be in the president's budget. So some of it comes out of the federal pocket, but most of it comes out of employers, just like is the case with all the paid leave programs that most of us benefit from, those of us who are covered by that. And so that That's why you hear employers often saying, we're not for this because it's going to increase our labor costs.
Well, but the White House is hoping to make the case to Congress, which would have to, as you say, pass this law, that it will help their bottom line ultimately if they do this. Jared Bernstein, senior fellow at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, as we said, a former member of President Obama's economics team, on the president's proposals today regarding sick days and leave. Jared, thank you.
My pleasure.